The expectations of Malawians has been that the cabinet this time would be lean and would be composed of people who were not there in the previous cabinet, because the public reacted negatively against the performance of the previous cabinet. And therefore, they expected that the president would make significant changes in the present cabinet. And this shows that the president himself had a trust in the previous cabinet, and probably that's why he never reshuffled it when Malawians expected the reshuffle. And that this time, the many names that have appeared in the new cabinet are the same names. Many Malawians are thinking that the performance may not change as expected.
Out of the 12 ministers he's named, only 2 are new and 10 are the same people who were part of the old cabinet accused of various acts of corruption. Are expectations going to be different this time?
I don't think so. We will yet to learn from what he has done, because the reason why many Malawians thought that the previous cabinet did not perform, did not deliver according to expectations, was that it was accused of corruption, bribery, theft, and fraudulence. And if we look at those factors, one is yet to know, is yet to learn from the current cabinet whether the performance will be different, because the same names who were accused of underperformance in the previous cabinet are the same names that have reappeared in the new cabinet. And for this, I think Malawians are yet to learn why the president has done it this way, when the expectations were that there will be more new names than the former ones.
Some people are suggesting that the president's promise to weed out corruption appear to have wobbled, although he had previously fired 2 ministers alleged to have committed acts of corruption. So what are the expectations of his commitment to fight corruption?
To believe our president requires patience. I'm saying this because the same president, when the previous cabinet was appointed, before it was sworn in, Malawians complained of that cabinet that it was composed of many politicians whose names were not in good terms with the expectations of Malawians. And the president himself requested that that the former cabinet be given chance to work, and after 5 months, he is going to reshuffle. That's what he promised Malawians. But that never came into effect.